Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africans are bracing for yet another possible fuel price increase. That's in June. Wow. And while we often talk about the numbers at the pumps, the real story is, unfortunately, what happens after that. Because we know that fuel impacts everything from transport, food prices, deliveries, electricity. It's just everything for many households. The idea, of surviving on a single income is unrealistic. Salaries aren't going up in the same way. It is very, very, very concerning. And we do wonder how South Africans are going to cope. Joining us is Aputhi Matabele, who is an independent journalist. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So we're hearing about these fuel price increases now almost every month. Why is the next one, do you think, even more worrying?
Morning, listeners and everyone in the studio. This is going to be said for many majority of South Africans, because this is going to eat more on their pockets, because as you can see, many things are going up, prices of petrol, food prices, and transportation, especially for those who work hard for their families, but their salaries are not increasing at all. So this will, we might even cause what we call a rise, where South Africans will be tired and start facing their leaders, and also making sure that they don't sleep well as well, because everyone is crying. You go to your next grocery store, someone is crying of inflation, because our leaders are just pocketing their money, tax money, while majority of owners are suffering in South Africa. So it's not going to end well.
So do you anticipate that this is going to, or has the potential of translating into some form of protest and whatever follows that?
Yes, it's going to end in that manner, because the way it is, it's like our leaders don't even care about their citizens. It's all about them. Yes, while they are living large and traveling abroad, driving big cars, while South Africans are still trying to make means from the little that they get, but it's not enough for them. So you can imagine how an ordinary South African is feeling that lives in a shack, but while they have to pay more for their transportation, while also, on the other hand, the petrol, the paraffin price is also high. It's very high to an extent whereby it's the first time in South Africa many people have seen the prices going up like this, you see.
Which are the sectors that are most vulnerable? Which sectors will have the impact the greatest, do you think?
I feel like those who are working for supermarkets. Remember, we have got different sectors in South Africa, but majority of our people are not working well. They are just working at superstores, ShopRite, your ShopRite, for example. So they don't earn enough. I was reading some article and some other stories online. So it is painful to see people sharing their salaries and how they are traveling, and just some that just sleep in the toilets, just try and accumulate themselves so that tomorrow they can see that another day.
It's very concerning. Do you think that this is also what has the potential to aggravate the focus on foreign workers and increase xenophobia?
Yes, that is true, because majority of employers now, they just used is poor people from other African neighboring countries just to pay them less so that they also get a cut from what the percentage that they're giving them from the take home. So it's a very painful situation.
Is there anything government can do about this? Because obviously the petrol price and the fuel costs are also globally set. What is it that that government can do to assist people in this regard?
I remember we've got Department of Transportation in South Africa. So I feel like they just need to set a forum and sit together with our citizens and see what they can do, because I see many people are also vouching for work home idea whereby
yes.
From home, like during the time when we had COVID in South Africa. So people are pleading for that from their companies, because now they see that the fuel prices, imagine you put 100 rand, it doesn't even take you to cent anymore. You see. Yeah, so it's a painful situation for South Africans right now.
That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Very, very concerning situation, and one that we should not be taking for granted. Phuthi Matabele is an independent journalist. Give me your thoughts on that. 061-895-1019. What do you think can be done to, if anything, to ease the increases, to ease the cost of living, to assist South Africans?